Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, guys? And welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a shout out to Orbro Sweden, the home of our new friends, the Swedish rock band Truck Fighters.
I'm gonna tell you something. I mean, if you haven't checked out the Sweden rock scene lately, I was just Googling it.
They love American muscle cars.
Well, no, they do. The Swedes love us, man. The Swedes love. That's Europe in general.
Yes,
they love it. They do. I can tell you because. Like, I know how the Beatles felt when they came here when I went to London. If that makes any sense. Yeah, like, well, as soon as you speak.
They stayed here, so.
And you know the.
Yeah, I left like something dumb.
And their music is actually. I listened to some of it on the way to the studio.
What, the Beatles?
No. I listened to them too, but no.
Truck Fighters.
The Truck Fighters. And. They got a. They're good.
It's catchy, man. I like it.
It's, do you
realize how old you sound when you said that? It's catchy.
Hey, man. It's got a good beat, and you can
their
dance
dad
to
probably
it.
Said the I'll same
tell you,
thing.
You know what it reminds me of? Believe it or not, some of it. There was like one or two songs I was listening to on the way here of like the Triple X when it first start. You know, like the
intro to the
yes,
music to
yes,
the movie.
Yes, to the movie. The Triple X.
I don't know. I got a new wave dance vibe from it.
Super nice guys, man. They're good friends of the show now.
Good friends of the show. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You party with any rock stars?
No, I didn't. I didn't party.
Me either.
He's like, hey, I met Swedish rock stars. Well, you're one up on me.
Yeah, you know what I did? I got Starbucks this morning. That's what I did, you know? But, hey, it is what it is. So, you know. There's so many good, cool things bouncing around. So I had another listener of the show sent me an email today, and he knows how I love tour buses. You know, I'm going to get one sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Brett Michaels tour bus is for sale. Really?
I've seen that.
But it's not a cool one, though. It sucks. It's a smooth side, like a. It looks well, it's like a. It's a. I mean, it's a nice motorhome.
It looks like a motorhome.
Yeah, it's not a.
It's
Prevost.
Not a bus.
Yeah, that's. You know what I mean.
It's a Winnebago.
It's a glorified.
That's not how you ride, man.
170K for a 2014 camper.
We've looked at cooler buses that cost less than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean. I mean, granted, Brett Michaels had it, and if he could tell some stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you could, like, paint on the side of it, Brett Michaels' old bus.
Yeah, but, I mean, it looks like your grandma's camper.
Yeah, it's just old.
If your grandma's camper costs $300,000 new.
But, and I mean, I'm not saying it's a cheap camper. It's a nice camper, but it's not what you would think
it
is.
It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, Poison's tour bus.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Brett Michaels' tour bus.
This is where he goes to talk show.
Exactly.
This is where he goes to talk on The View.
Yeah. You know, because that's where every rocker dreams of being.
Now it's just where they end up.
Yeah, know. Well, and with a reality show.
What kind of sandwich is that?
Yeah, that's a good look. Is that an Impossible Whopper? No. You look like the kind that would eat like a plant-based burger.
Patrick's over there eating this monster.
I'm telling you, it looks
like,
good. It looks
like
good.
Literally, I'm watching my...
It's like I'm over here gnawing
almost
on the
having
microphone.
A heart attack just by watching it.
What is the fascination with me? You know, with,
because
with
we're looking straight at you, and you're over here like
it's got.
I'm eating with my
bacon
mouth.
Bacon and sausage and egg and cheese and hamburger.
You're looking like a radio show, and you're always over there eating something.
You're making love to a sandwich over there.
I haven't eaten all day.
Do you realize? I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of people that haven't eaten in weeks.
I don't know how you kissed your old lady, but if you use that same kind of action like you did on that sandwich, she ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying.
Why do you think she married me?
That boy right there, I'm getting a little aroused just watching that. I'm saying. That was hot.
Rob, never do that again.
Never. Never.
You know, I can't even make eye contact with you anymore.
I'm turning around. After I saw what you did to that sandwich, I don't want to make eye contact with you either.
I'm going to turn my back to you right now.
Can I go sit in one of those little side rooms? Turn the mic on there.
But anyway.
I'm going to the closet.
Oh, Patrick's been there for years. But anyway, so what else exciting's going on? I tell you what's going on.
There's a lot going on.
I just saw this.
Yep.
The Six Foe is out of the body shop.
Six Foe's out of the body shop.
That thing ain't got a straight panel on but the top, and you know what we did? We flaked it.
Can't fake the flake.
Oh, Lord, son, there's something dandy about that candy. It gets me every time. That thing is blue and slick, and the rest of it's rougher than a night in jail. But you know what? I love that car. That car, like it screams like, hey, I sell bad drugs. You know, I mean, it's got that wild
feel
vibe.
Good.
Yeah. It's like that guy, like you want to party with him.
But you know he's bad.
You don't want to stay at his place.
Yeah, exactly.
What's
like,
so
like
cool?
You don't want your mama knowing you are, though. You know what I'm saying? One of them deals.
It's got the Bellflowers, the Supremes. I mean, I think
this
cool.
is what was cool.
And
though.
It's on switches.
This is what was cool. When I left out of the body shop with it, bringing it back. I raised the front, let the back dragon come around. I thought about it in three wheel coming in, you know.
He said, for about 42 feet, I thought I was a gangster.
Yeah, I actually had to lean going in.
Thought about knocking over a 7-Eleven, you know, going to seeing a baby mama or two. But you know what? I didn't.
But it did turn out very nice.
It did turn out extremely nice. I'm kind of excited for it to be. It's like, you know, like it's so nice.
And the color. I love the color. The name of the color. Blue. The name of the car.
Yeah, we can't.
Then
we can't say on the radio. But it
bad,
is
blank, blank,
cuss
blank.
Word blue.
Yep.
But I like it. It's just a good. It's a pretty shade of blue.
It's everything about it. It fits the car.
I almost thought you were. It's classy. That's what it is.
It is. I mean, it's
nothing flight. Nothing says class and sophistication like switches and Mexican blankets.
Yeah.
And it has a
and metal flake.
And flake.
And it has a. Flake blue steering wheel to match the roof.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen a cheap car with metal flake?
I mean, valid point.
That's not cheap.
Nope.
I'm just saying. And just in time for text time here at the Rabbit Shoes Cars.
Of society.
I'm telling you. This is a highfalutin.
That's executive stuff.
It is, really. That's high class. You got a vinyl top. We got flake.
Yeah.
Vinyl. Psh.
Paint your vinyl with flake.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm excited.
So, I'm glad to have him.
Professor, any exciting Corvette things going on?
You know, another thing I'm very excited about?
What's that?
You were forgetting. Now, when people hear this on Sunday, we're less than 1 week away from Rumble in the Park.
Rumble in the Park. I want to tell you something. Trailblazer Park, Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram. You can find it at your mama's house. You can find it everywhere because we've been plugging it.
Yep.
You guys do not want to miss that show. We're going to have a blast at Trailblazer Park. What's the name of the band? It's not.
You just hit me. Leslie and the Bloodshots.
That sounds right.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
That band.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. We got music. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hour guys are going to be there. We got good food. It's going to be a great time. Great way to kick off the car show season.
A lot of vendors.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to just doing a show at home.
Exactly. I love home shows.
Yeah, when we're done, we don't go to a hotel.
Exactly.
Go to our respective homes.
And it's like, it's nice not having to be able to trash a hotel room or anything.
I like trashing hotel rooms, but, you know, I mean,
It's nice just to go home and trash your place.
Yeah,
your own place,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
If I want to throw a TV out the window, we'll throw a TV out the window.
Right. Nobody's going to be charging me later.
And what's so nice about this one, too, it is actually our show.
And it's
local
people.
You know, we do shows for a gazillion people a year, but this is actually our
this
show.
Is, yeah, this is all us. And if you have a problem with it, you go to Kobe Miller.
No, you go to
www.kmiller.com,
and I guarantee I won't get back to you.
No, I promise you, I won't reply. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. But it is going to be a good time at Trailblazer Park. I tell you what's not a good time. Commercial breaks.
All the time.
I'm telling you, because then Kobe wants to start talking to me, and then Richard starts talking to me, and I'm weird about that. And then Patrick's going to start eating a sandwich again. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Corvette driving, pen slinging, banking business doing son of a gun. Not bad off the hip, I'm just saying. That was pretty good intro.
It was new. It was fresh.
It was fresh. The professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a shout out to our buddy Blair Hanvey in Sawmills, North Carolina?
Blair works at the Steel Rubber Products. That's kind of cool. Steel Rubber Products. Thought that name was funny. Steel Rubber Products.
I know.
I don't want to say it.
It's kind of like vinyl leather. You know what I mean? But I like it, though. Steel Rubber Products makes some really cool stuff. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, you know, what are we talking about, Professor? You know, you did pretty good last week.
Yeah, well, we were talking
you
about...
You and Kobe were contemplating. I know y'all were back and forth.
We were talking about last week, and this came to me when I was at work, and a customer and I were having a conversation about awful design flaws throughout automotive history that companies, for the most part, ignored and either decided that it was cheaper to just pay out rather than save lives or just didn't handle appropriately.
Like the Pinto.
I like the philosophy. You make an omelet, you got to crack some eggs. You know what I mean?
Kobe, that is an excellent example.
The Pinto got a bad rap.
The Pinto got a bad rap because if you hit it in the from rear when the left turn signal is on, everybody in the car dies. And Ford said, you know what? It'd be cheaper to just pay these people's families than it would be to put a rubber bladder where the gas tank is.
Well, yep. And then you got...
I guess it makes good business sense, but...
But you know, I mean...
Ford and Firestone again.
Well, that one. We'll get to that. I'm not done with Pinto picking now.
I know. I like the Pinto picking.
So, everybody talks about the Pinto. How about if you got a Bobcat? Does the Bobcat have the same issue?
Well, it was a higher-end vehicle.
It was. It was the Pinto with class.
It had the bladder.
You didn't die in a blaze of glory in a Bobcat.
That was their motto. Mercury Bobcat. You probably won't die.
Oh,
wouldn't you rather die in a Mercury? I'm just saying. I mean,
and you got 7 more speakers.
I mean, did they? 7. This was the late 70s. You got 3 total.
No, I'm just talking about that country song or whatever it was.
You know, that's pretty bad. That really is bad. You know,
I mean, I know that companies have a responsibility to protect their stockholders, save money, but when you're like being like, nah, let them die. I mean, in the long run, I'm not sure if that naturally makes your stock go higher. And at the end of the day, there's got to be something that's more important than the bottom line. And, you know, the person, the cold-hearted SOB that, like, ran the numbers and said, eh, just let people die.
Do you know, though? We made 30,000 of these, and if we just make, if one out of 1% or whatever, and we just pay them off, then, well,
I mean,
you know.
You think about it. I mean, some Ford exec sat back and did the math on that.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sat down and be like, you know,
that's disgusting.
You know what I mean. I mean, how would you like that job?
I wouldn't.
No.
Be like, Richard, you know what I want you to do today? You know that little Pinto problem we got? Let's just do the math. Stereotypically, just hypothetically speaking, if we just kept producing them, how many people are going to die?
Why not finally?
Not if someone will die. How many?
How about a better project? Let's see if we can make that bladder cheaper.
Nah.
I mean, even, you know, that's better than just like,
I keep envisioning the boss man from Office Space with his coffee cup walking up. No. And he's like, yeah, right.
You're going to work.
I need those numbers, Richard, by lunch. Thanks. Thanks, Tiger.
Go ahead and run.
Thanks, Bobcat.
Go ahead and run the numbers on the cost of a human life.
How about the guy that designed the Pinto? How would you like to be? Did you know? Hey, what did you do? Hey, I designed the Ford Pinto. Oh, the car that bursts into flames and kills people? Yeah, that was my baby.
Sold a lot of them.
I got one on my mantle. A picture of it, one on my mantle. Look, before pictures, after pictures.
That's something that is going to go down. I mean,
you think it would do better if we put a chimney on the top? No!
Ford can never answer for that one. That was not the correct decision.
Well, that was not the correct decision, and that was probably... I mean, I don't know the exact numbers and the details, and I know everyone picks on the Pintos blowing up, but...
It's not the car's fault.
No, actually, it is. Well, I mean, technically, it's...
You're more likely...
Say that to the person burning inside it. Yeah, it's the car's fault.
You're more likely to burn to death if you are sitting in a Pinto than most other vehicles, but it's just poor management. You know, I mean, they found a way.
No,
to
it's
fix
poor
it.
Design. That's
just
what it boils down
to. Well, but just they don't use a way turn to signal. Fix it.
And that's the thing.
Be like me and Rob. Don't use turn signals.
Exactly. Be like those BMW drivers.
If I ever have a Pinto, man.
We
I'm
make
not.
Those damn things here. No one uses a turn signal.
I know.
I don't think they have them.
I think they're optional.
Exactly. And just think if they were optional on the Pinto. Boom. Problem solved.
It's like putting JDM parts on your Honda car, putting turn signals on your BMW.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
this is off the export model.
Wait a minute. Is that a Euro series?
It's but got its turn signal on.
If I seen a BMW with a blinker on, I'd probably have a coronary.
I'm going to hit it in the back.
I'm going to run into it because I'm trying to take a picture of it. But you know what, though? Ford wasn't the only one that dropped the ball with a Pinto.
No, they weren't.
No. Now, you remember back in the Fireball days, I'll tell you something else that caught fire. And I'm a Chevrolet guy. And everybody loves them now. Square body Chevrolet trucks.
Yes.
Where's the fuel tank at on a square body Chevrolet truck? It sits on the side of the bed, outside the frame.
On both sides, on some.
On some. They called them saddlebag tanks. No, that's not your girlfriend's nickname. That's never call your girlfriend that, by the way.
So if you get.
Note to self, no one likes to be called saddlebags.
T-boned or hit inside, you're more than likely to explode.
Professor said, never write that in a Valentine's Day card.
Yeah, they don't like that.
That's bad for business. But, and they say, they claim, who was it that did that? Was it Dateline or something? And they started T-boning these things in the side, and, you know, they will explode. But come to find out, it wasn't the truck that was exploding. It was the car's headlight that was hot on.
Like sparking.
Sparking, you know what I'm saying. It caused a multiple chain reaction for it to happen. And, but I got a funny GM story about that.
So, note to self, if you're driving one of these and your gas tank's outside, don't drive it at night.
Or look both ways.
Well, no, because then the other person won't have their headlights on.
So, I got a funny square body story straight from when they were new, from, I mean, like 1973 story. And we got a commercial break coming up, so I don't want to start it yet. You guys stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a shout out to the Auto Union GmbH of Germany, home of one of the vehicles that we're going to be talking about a little later in the segment.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It does.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on? I'm kind of puzzled about that one, Richard. I can't wait to hear about that one.
I'm puzzled, too.
It's a doozy.
So I was telling you about before we went on break. All right, so I had a really good friend of mine who, you know, got me started in parts. This dude was doing parts, like, before parts were parts. Like, he's been, like, a dealership parts guy since, like, the Model T came out. Jim was an old man the first time I ever met him.
Wow.
And this was 25 years ago. And Jim's done passed away now. But Jim was a great guy. Jim had a story for everything. But he had the best story ever talking about the 1973 Chevrolet truck. He was working for Nally Chevrolet in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was talking about, they had a customer come in talking about the fuel mileage on his Chevrolet truck, how bad it was. And even back in the day, you know, they had, even with a carburetor, they had, you know, like the government, whatever, you know, or the mileage, yeah. And he said, there's no way this truck's doing that. The fuel mileage is absolutely horrible. And he said, I don't remember the details on the truck or what type it was. He said it was a 73 Chevrolet truck, you know. He said, and it was light yellow. But he said, he remembers that sitting in the service drive.
That's your problem.
It was yellow.
Yeah.
So they took, to show how it got its fuel mileage, is they took a glass quart jar, like a mason jar, a quart one, filled it up with gas, and put a fuel line down in through the metal lid and set it on the intake and put zip ties around it to hold on the intake and let the truck sit in the service drive, and they drove it to show the man that it's getting the mileage it's supposed to. So it'd be a quarter, obviously, of what a gallon would be, you know? And I mean, they're getting all scientific. So they zipped the truck, and they said, don't go far with it, just, you know, around the block. So they just kept kind of going around the block with it. Well, the boy hits a curb, and the jar flips over and starts dumping gas on a hot engine, and it bursts into flames. The truck does. It burns to the ground. It burns to the ground. He drove it into the service drive with flames out from under the hood. He said it literally burnt to the ground. It almost burnt the damn building to the ground before they got it put out. But every time I hear about fuel mileage, and every time I hear about the Chevrolet trucks and saddlebag, I think about that one that burnt to the ground in Nally Chevrolet's drive.
You know, the only good thing about that is he got another truck.
He didn't have to worry about it. Problem solved.
Yeah, the moral of the story is your gas mileage ain't that bad. Suck it up.
Yeah, literally.
Here's another truck.
It could be worse.
It's your Rochester. It's that old quarter jet. But anyway, so talking about that, now where are we moving on to next?
Well, I think, you know, since we're already beating down Ford pretty hard, Kobe, you know, we were all talking about the Firestone debacle
on the
with the Explorers. Yeah.
How long has it been since you heard somebody call them that?
Well,
Exploder.
I worked at a Lincoln dealership when that was happening, so I heard it all, about 2001.
Well, you know, this is the thing with that. Now, something about the ride of the truck or something, like, so they let the air pressure
down.
It's
too bouncy.
Right.
Well, it's not that they let the air pressure down. They had Firestone rewrite on the tires a softer compound than what
Firestone wanted 35 PSI. Yep. Ford wanted 30 because it made the truck ride better.
Yep. So they had Firestone put it on there rated at 30 instead of 35.
And the only problem is they would blow out.
Should have been at 35.
There's a reason.
And the tire compound was a lot softer than what Firestone wanted for that vehicle, but Ford wanted them to have that softer compound. And that's what caused the rollover and the blowouts and stuff like that. Because the sidewall was a lot squishier.
Would give up.
It would give up.
Firestone took a beating for that, and it really wasn't Firestone's fault.
No, it was all Ford's fault.
And they almost went out of business.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
That hurt Firestone.
Yeah. Oh, it did. And it still does to this day.
I'm sure it still does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people that
every time I see an Explorer, Firestone tires on it.
Get the hell out of the way.
Don't ride beside start, you.
That thing's going to start barrel rolling. I remember this. I mean, I was a young, you know, I was younger. And I remember them, like Dayline, they made some kind of apparatus to where they could pump the tires up and deflate them going down the road. Like it let the air off, like a radio controlled thing or something.
Yeah.
And they took this Explorer around like on a test track and showing like the roll difference, you know. That was interesting.
Well, bless you. I mean, it was, you know, it's one of those things that's usually not going to happen. I mean, how many people died from that? I don't know, a dozen out of what, 5 million riding in Ford Explorers? But those people are still dead.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can say it's not that many unless it's like your aunt. And Ford, again, has taken a hit here. Not good business sense from a human standpoint.
No.
But you know what, though? Ford's not the only one.
I know. They're not.
Ford is not the only one. There's so many out there. There's so many out there. I'll tell you another one. The one that pops in my head now, that's a Chevrolet boo-boo from way back and a very good selling vehicle. The Chevrolet Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they quit making the Trailblazer?
Because they're junk.
No. No. That's not the word.
I thought it was something to do with emissions.
The tops kink on those trucks. If you hit that truck in a front-end collision, that thing literally comes straight down the driver's head. The top does. It kinks just like that.
What a way to go.
Yeah, right in the soft spot, guys.
Jeez.
That's just bad. Every time I see one. Every time I see Tim Greer riding around in his, I'm thinking to myself,
yeah,
I'll take a pass. Like, I remember I rode one to lunch one time in it, and I put on my helmet. You know, well, for safety's sake.
You did that just because
it's Tim
who
Greer.
You're riding with.
I'll be honest with you. I put on a helmet just hanging out with Tim Greer in general, but you know what I mean. But, yeah, those things were bad. When you hit in the front, they just go, but now you got, like, you know, the issue.
They have a lot.
The government, the crash testing they have now is great. It's like, have you ever seen the crash test of a DeLorean? Those damn things literally roll up like a newspaper.
Yeah, they're not. You don't want to get hit.
It's hard to believe that stainless steel bolted to plastic doesn't hold up. That's nuts.
You mean a cosmetic stainless steel skin?
Bolted to a plastic for sure. What? It's literally razor blades.
In a 2,800-pound car.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
That's crazy. It's like a rolling guillotine.
Fortunately, though, DeLorean doesn't get any flack for that because they had bigger problems, believe it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that doesn't even come on the list.
You know, cocaine and stuff.
Like, no one even talks about the crashworthiness.
Yeah, we don't even get that far with it. Being funded by drug lords, you know, things of that nature.
Having a Peugeot, Renault, Volvo engine.
Oh. So many strikes.
Yeah, like it doesn't even, like, you'll probably die if you get hit and it doesn't even.
It's like, yeah.
It doesn't
but,
even register.
Well, the trick is you got to get it going long enough to get hit in it. So that's where the safety works back in.
Well,
it was reverse engineered in.
I see. I used to like watching the little crash test dummy, you know, things like on TV.
You remember those guys?
Yeah, the little mannequins. But you know, like nowadays, you know what's funny?
That was stupid too. You remember the band?
Oh yeah. But you know, like nowadays, people
there
like,
was once.
You know, your older people are like,
I can't stop.
They're like, you know,
I'll take my 55 Chevrolet or my Cadillac, and I'm going to, it's way better than this Honda or whatever.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It is not. Like, I remember watching the crash test one or seeing pictures or reading about it where they put, I think it was a 55 against a Volvo, and that 55, I mean, was like an accordion, and a Volvo, like, emblem was bent.
Well, the thing is, it's not so much the outside of the old car. It's the inside.
Yeah.
There's no, you know what the crumple zone is in an old car? You.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a dash.
You're the squishy part.
You've got a dash that's made of steel. You have sharp, chrome-plated, pointy knobs. You have a solid steering shaft going all the way through. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Everybody is seeing the 63 Impala versus the, like, 2007 Impala.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, that little front-wheel drive car held up pretty good against that big girl.
Well, that, and, you know, that's the thing.
The 63 was dead.
Like that 55, it literally folded up like an accordion, and that Volvo had like a crooked emblem on the front or something. I mean, it wasn't much more than that.
But, I mean, that's the thing with old cars, you know, is that misconception that everybody thinks they're safe. They're not.
No,
they're not safe.
They're not. You know why they didn't put seatbelts in? It wouldn't help anyway.
Yeah,
why?
You don't want to get trapped in that.
You know what? The best thing that can happen is you get thrown out of it.
You go through that non-safety glass windshield and
hoop for the tuck and roll, tuck and roll.
Get sewed back up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Hey, chicks dig scars, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. You're good. Look at Freddy Krueger. He's still getting chicks.
Just right before impact, jump in the back seat.
That's right. Yeah, that helps. All right, guys. I tell you what. Don't jump in the back seat. We gotta take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour heads your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's happening, everybody? How about a shout out to another home of one of our wonderfully engineered cars, one actually near and dear to all of our hearts, Ypsilanti, Michigan.
What a name of a town.
Ypsilanti.
That's a real thing.
It's a place.
I mean, I'm sure it's a place.
I've seen it on a map one time.
I would hate to have to write that. You know, like
It's not. You'd have to see it to spell it.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even know where to begin.
It's not spelled the way that the English language says that words are supposed to be formatted.
So, and then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
That does not know how to spell that.
No, me neither. The people that live there don't know how.
Exactly.
No, they probably don't, for real, actually.
They fill out an envelope. They put on there, here.
Yeah. Over here.
Here.
They just write Michigan.
Why Michigan? You know, yip.
The yip.
So, you don't want the yip. I'm just saying. That sounds like a slang for STD or something. You don't want that.
The yip one time. Oh,
Professor, I had to take a shot of penicillin for the yip, you know.
Oh.
But the car they made here in
the yip,
was the Chevrolet Corvair. And this is where one where I have to beg to differ. Is the Chevrolet Corvair the safest car ever made? No, it's not.
Is it the funnest car ever made?
I'll damn near beg to differ. I've only owned one in my life, but you know what? It was a damn fun one.
We had a blast.
We had a blast. We could not have drove a new Rolls Royce and had any more fun than that Corvair in Daytona Beach, Florida.
I actually miss that car.
Yeah, I do too. that was kind of an example of the opposite of the other vehicles that we're talking about, where they took the blow from, you know, the media and the industry for something that really wasn't even a problem.
What was the swing axle on the early ones?
Yeah, nobody was complaining about Volkswagens.
Exactly. Well, and keep in mind the man doing the complaining.
Yeah, he had an axe to grind.
Well, his name is Ralph Nader. A man that's never had a driver's license is picking a car apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ralph Nader's the kind of guy that, like, probably hates clowns. The fun ones, not the scary ones.
Yeah, not the ones coming out as bad.
He's that guy that probably, like he doesn't buy anybody in his family Christmas presents or something. Like, he's that guy.
He probably used to go to McDonald's before free refills and order his soda with no ice.
He's definitely that guy.
Yeah.
He gets his senior cup of coffee
and brings his own cup.
He bitches when it went to 35 cents.
He brings his own
You're
cup.
You're breaking me.
He brings his own cup. Can I get a refill?
It doesn't strike me as a fun cat at all.
Yeah, it don't strike me as that guy. Oh, well, Ralph Nader, boy, you ought to see him at the party last night.
Going over to Ralph's house.
Yeah, no one. Said no one ever. But you know, the Corvair took a serious blow. Now, keep in mind, that book came out in 65. Mm-hmm. They actually made the Corvair all the way
to... Yeah, the Corvair was fine.
Yeah, like, they made the car all the way to 1969.
Out of spite.
Basically, and then, of course, it's also rumored that they also wanted to use up all the parts they had pressed out and popped out. But they made the car all the way to 69. You know, of course, they made the convertible, the coupe, the four-door, and the vans, and then the ramp trucks.
Yep.
The little ramp bodies. Yep. And those were just some neat vehicles.
Yes.
All the way around. They were very cool, very quirky. You know, I was not a Corvair aficionado. I'm still not. But I will tell you, my one experience in a Corvair, I absolutely loved it all the way around.
That was a cool little car.
And now another guy is driving it, and his first collector car is that.
I drove one for, I don't know, what do we put, 100, maybe 100 something miles on it?
Yeah.
And we had a blast.
But we kept the roads hot in Daytona Beach, Florida. For a weekend and that thing. Drove it out on the beach. I mean, and the thing is cool. Drop the top, and everywhere you went with that car, everybody just looked at it. It was cool.
It was a lovable car.
It was.
It just had a cool look, had little mags on it. It was just bright. Like it needed nothing.
All right, stop talking about that particular car.
Please. But, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a Corvette, so.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But, I mean, like, that's the kind of car that. You know, the funniest thing I remember about that Corvair is sitting in traffic. Keep in mind, we're at a car show with 10,000 cars at it. And, I mean, there's big pro street cars waiting in line and all this stuff. And this little Corvair is just like, I mean, just, and it, I mean, and getting everybody's attention, you know.
Everybody was overheating.
Overheating.
But the Corvair.
Yeah.
Except the air-cooled car.
Exactly.
The car without a radiator does okay.
She's getting by just fine.
She's just fine.
Oh, what did he say? 60 something horsepower of that thing?
What'd you say it was?
Gross, 110.
Yeah, something
I think
like
that one was. Yeah, some of them were 95. Yeah. Before that, some of them were 80.
But all I remember, they got along pretty good. Some about three guys in it as well.
Yeah.
That was a four speed. You'll zizz up and take off. You know,
three great looking guys in the Corvair.
It wasn't great, but I do remember the three guy part. But anyway,
we're going to put a spin to it.
I know where that guy lives. Remind me to send him a car.
I know where he lives,
This is how we jazz up the shows.
But I did like that car, though. And that's the thing. That really put a damper, because whenever you mention Corvair, that's what everyone says.
Yeah. The motor falls out.
Raptor, unsafe at any speed.
The motor falls out.
I mean, if you can't drive like Ralph Nader, literally.
Yeah,
any car's unsafe if Ralph Nader's driving it because he doesn't know how to drive.
But, I mean, that's kind of like, okay, you don't have a dog in this fight.
Right. Mind your business. Why?
Okay, that's like me writing a book about being a cook.
How red lobster cheese biscuits aren't that good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, but you see where I'm getting at, though. I mean, that's the thing about it. Like, it makes no sense to me. A man would know, that they listen to him. Yeah. That a man with no driver's license is now all of a sudden the damn need-to-know guy.
Engineering expert.
On automobiles. The dude that takes the bus is telling us about your car.
Now, did any of the motors ever
fall out?
It's kind of
like going to AutoZone and getting
the complaint wasn't that the motor was going to come out. There's something that's called snap throttle oversteer. And, I mean, yeah, you're right. The swing axle, it did different, you know, it's all coming out, but... the reason it was unsafe at any speed is because of something called snap throttle oversteer that nobody's ever complained with Volkswagens or Porsches or anything about. As a matter of fact, they get praised for it. It's that all the bias is in the rear. So if you're going around a corner on the gas and then you say, like, oh, I'm going a little too fast, and you let off, well, what's going to happen? Inertia. That's what's going to happen. And the back is going to come around and you're going to go flying off the road.
It's called drifting.
It's called fun.
That was the early days of drifting.
It's called drifting now.
You learn how to control it.
Trend setting.
It's called stomp the gas and get back into it.
Yeah, really. Don't let off.
No. Hammer down.
I mean, that really, like, you know, we're joking, but that really is the answer. Yes. Don't let off.
No.
I'd rather ease off the road for going too fast than let off and go spinning.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how much you had to drink. Sometimes it's just fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
But.
Who among us?
So, this is a good one for you. Speaking of that, don't let up. I'm going to show my age. In driver's ed, I had to watch a video that was put out by General Motors that had Don Johnson in it driving. And we're talking about ABS brakes. And that was the title of it, Don't Let Up. Because, you know, obviously your ABS brakes pulsate your brake system for you. Instead of pumping your brakes.
It's funny, my clutch in the Corvette does that for me.
It pulses?
Yeah, I've got an anti-brake clutch when the traction control's on. That's how it...
Yeah, it gets...
it put, or my gas pedal, rather, based on what the clutch is doing.
It gets,
or the rear tires, rather.
Huh. Yeah. And what the driver's thinking.
It will push your foot off the gas pedal.
That's crazy.
And I've seen it happen.
I've seen... I tell you what's weird to me is the 1-4 swap on it.
It's disconnected. Somebody did take it out, but the light still comes on.
Yeah, the light comes on going out.
But I tried to do it once. That wasn't a good idea. Yeah.
I mean, like, it makes no sense to me that.
Well, you just got to have it revved up.
Well, yeah, but then you don't need to do it.
then you, I mean, if you just think about it, the situations where you need that, you need second and third, you know?
Right. Yeah,
I didn't do this. I didn't just rev it up and drop the clutch, just throw it in fourth and choke it down, you know? I mean, but it makes no sense to me. I tell you what else makes no sense. These damn commercial breaks. We get going good, son.
And they keep coming.
I get talking about Chevrolet's, get excited. Next thing you know, take a commercial break. Every time. I guess that's how we afford them new Chevrolets, I guess. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.